Well, I got a lot of useful ideas from the museum, you know, at that exhibition of textiles. But I've always been interested in anything to do with colour. Years ago, I went to a carpet shop with my parents when we were on holiday in Turkey, and I remember all the amazing colours.
They might not all have been natural dyes.
Maybe not. But for the project, I decided to follow it up. And I found a great book about a botanic garden in California that specialises in plants used for dyes.
OK. So in your project, you had to include a practical investigation.
Yeah. At first, I couldn't decide on my variables. I was going to just look at one type of fibre, for example, like cotton.
And see how different types of dyes affected it?
Yes. Then I decided to include others as well. So I looked at cotton and wool and nylon.
With just one type of dye?
Various types, including some that weren't natural, for comparison.
OK.
So I did the experiments last week. I used some ready-made natural dyes. I found a website which supplied them. They came in just a few days, but I also made some of my own.
That must have taken quite a bit of time.
Yes. I thought it'd just be a matter of a teaspoon or so of dye, and actually that wasn't the case at all. Like, I was using one vegetable, a beetroot, for a red dye, and I had to chop up a whole pile of it. So it all took longer than I'd expected.
One possibility is to use food colourings.
I did use one. That was a yellow dye, an artificial one.
Tartrazine?
Yeah. I used it on cotton first. It came out a great colour. But when I rinsed the material, the colour just washed away. I'd been going to try it out on nylon, but I abandoned that idea.
Were you worried about health issues?
I thought if it's a legal food colouring, it must be safe.
Well, it can occasionally cause allergic reactions, I believe.
Before you hear the rest of